Another busy week this week, Senator. From one of the committees.
Yes, I was glad to present the right to hunt and fish in the Senate Agricultural Committee. Hunting and fishing and harvesting wildlife have been an American heritage for quite some time, but only recently has the right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife come into question. Anti-hunting organizations would lead the public to believe that hunting, fishing, and harvesting wildlife are only a privilege subject to social pressures and prevailing public sentiments rather than an inherent right. In order to establish in perpetuity what has been assumed for centuries, several states have sought amendments to their state constitutions that give their citizens a right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife, and to continue a responsible use of natural resources. Currently, 22 states have enacted legislation that protects the right to hunt and fish. Vermont was actually the first state to adopt a constitutional provision protecting the rights of its citizens to hunt, trap, and fish. This right has been protected in Vermont since 1777. Kansas approved an amendment in 2016. North Carolina voters approved a right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife constitutional amendment in 2018. I think this Senate joint resolution, if it passes out of the Senate as well as the House, would go to a vote of the people, guaranteeing Missourians the right to hunt and fish and pursue wildlife.
A lot of time spent on, especially Tuesday into Wednesday, on two different tort reform measures. One of those didn't get as much time, but the work on it was going into it during the other, and that was Senate Bill 591.
That's right. On Tuesday, we went into session at 2 p.m. and finished up about noon the next day on Wednesday. We had a long, lengthy discussion about tort reform bills. The first bill was dealing with asbestos. While we were debating that, and there were discussions going on about another tort reform bill relating to punitive damages. Ultimately, the asbestos bill was laid over and the punitive damages bill was taken up and perfected on Wednesday morning after a long filibuster that had started on Tuesday afternoon.
Another measure, in this case, in ways relating to education, that's Senate Bill 689.
Yes, Senate Bill 689 prohibits the use of occupational fees for certified education or continuing education requirements. I believe if you're a psychologist or CPA or any other licensed profession here in the state of Missouri, when you pay your dues in, you expect those dues to go help regulate your profession, not to be used to pay for continuing education classes for some of the members. What 689 does, it prohibits the use of occupational fees for continuing education. Then it also has some provisions in there regarding licensing psychologists. And one of them includes making sure that psychologists obtain 3 out of 40 hours every 2 years in continuing education dedicated to professional ethics.
We're hearing a lot, obviously, the last few weeks and even into this week about what apparently started in China, but we're known now as the coronavirus.
Yes, the novel coronavirus is a very serious matter. I just want to make sure that my constituents and those in the 21st Senatorial District take notice and educate themselves about some of the symptoms of the coronavirus. Usually it first starts off with a fever on day one. Less than 2% that contact the coronavirus they found from China actually die from the disease, but most certainly everyone needs to make sure that they're washing their hands and not taking any unnecessary risk as this virus continues to spread across not only China, but Italy and the United States.